take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show, this Hump Day Wednesday, June 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here in the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of stories we're going to get in before the bottom of the hour. State of Michigan considers contract with Antrim County election fraud debunker. The Bureau of Elections made contract with a single vendor for creating test ballots that local clerks will use to check their ballot counting machines for errors. But the Bureau is just a few steps away from closing the deal. Elections Director Jonathan Brader wrote in a letter to State Representative Jay DeBoyer, Republican of Clay Township, that the Bureau is in talks with Ballot IQ, a vendor that includes University of Michigan professor Alex Haldeman, who is best known for penning a report that debunked numerous false claims that were made about Dominion voting machines in the 2020 election in Antrim County. Oh, wait a minute. Stop, stop, stop. Back the bus up. The very same University of Michigan professor, Alex Haldeman, in 2016 proved with a video that he could change ballots in a Dominion voting machine for the 2016 election. When Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump, the very same University of Michigan computer science professor Alex Haldeman in 2016 said Dominion machines could change votes, and he proved it on a video. Then he turned around and came out with a paper regarding our Antrim County debunking numerous false claims about the Dominion voting machines that were used in the 2020 election in Antrim County. Isn't it interesting, the timing of this story? When my wife, Victoria Bishop, is running for Antrim County Clerk to restore election integrity in Antrim County by cleaning up the qualified voter files and not allowing the Dominion machines to manipulate our ballots in the election starting in 2026 when Jocelyn Benson is going to run for governor. Just like Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, ran for governor in 22 against Kerry Lake. You remember that election? How did that turn out? Kerry Lake lost. And the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, became the governor of Arizona. Jocelyn Benson's going to do the same thing in 26. And they're already lining up to make sure Vicky is not the county clerk in Antrim County. This story came out an hour ago. Your mailer went out Monday. 2 days ago, your mailer goes out to restore election integrity, and an hour ago, they come up with this story. Haldeman and experts in University of Illinois Chicago have crafted a special recipe of mock ballots that local clerks can use to test their machines for more potential cross-race mistakes in ballot counting, essentially screening out the blunder that caused Antrim County to become the flagship for election fraud conspiracy theories in 2020. Using the same scumbag computer science professor, Alex Haldeman, University of Michigan. He doesn't like the results of 2016. He can change votes. But he debunked what happened in 2020. Screw you, Haldeman. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're going to wrap up this short story about the communist socialist liar, University of Michigan professor Alex Haldeman. In 2016, he didn't like the fact that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. So he proved on a video, a YouTube video, I believe it's still out there, I have to find it, how he changed ballots on the tabulator tapes. Marked 10 ballots, I believe, one way, changed them in the algorithms. When they printed the tape, completely different than the ballots they fed in. He proved that he could do that. But in 2020, when Biden won, he debunked all of these claims of the problems we had with Cheryl Guy running our elections here in Antrim County. Now, he is the main vendor for Ballot IQ that Jonathan Brader, Michigan Secretary of State Elections Director, is considering contracting with to provide test balloting, testing for local clerks. Brader told the state representative DeBoyer that they may be offering up Ballot IQ's, quote, test deck, unquote, to local clerks later this year. But they would need to go through the rules process before making anything mandatory for future elections. At the earliest, anything mandatory would not be required until 2025. What is 2025? The year before Jocelyn Benson runs for governor in 2026. Then they're going to make it mandatory a year before then. Until then, Brader said local and county clerks can continue using with their regular tabulating testing methods. A test deck is a stack of ballots that are marked in a specific way that plays out every potential for ballot marking. It runs those ballots through a tabulator in a public setting with a predictable result. If the final tally doesn't match the predetermined outcome, the tabulator is not programmed correctly. It's only one problem, folks. The qualified voter files. Local clerks have the ability to read obituaries. They get death certificates. The medical examiners working with the county clerks must record death certificates in their office. They become public record. They are put on microfiche. They are put into electronic storage. You do not store paper death certificates anymore. You scan them. Well, as a clerk, you see a death certificate. If you're a responsible clerk, what do? You go into your qualified voter file and you take that person out because they're dead. They're not breathing anymore. People notify you, we're moving. We're leaving Michigan, we're moving to Florida. So therefore, what you do is you go into your qualified voter file and you remove them from your county's qualified voter file. Your local township clerk is notified as well. Well, guess what? Jocelyn Benson goes into the clerk's files for them to download voter registrations. These are the people that we in Lansing were notified registered to vote. You know who they are? Dead people and people who no longer live here. That's how Jocelyn Benson does it. Petra Kobach just reported she just found guilty of the 7th election fraud tampering case. No jail time for Jocelyn Benson. And she wants to be governor in 26. Under the proposed contract, the Bureau of Elections, with Jonathan Brader being the elections director, is considering that locals would be required to use Ballot IQ's methodology in crafting their test ballots, but the local government would still be charged with finding somebody to print them. State Representative Jay DeBoyer, I got to have this guy on my show, was concerned about Haldeman being considered as the sole source of this contract, considering his role in Antrim County back in 2020. DeBoyer, the state representative, said in a letter last week, at best, quote, he has been a hostile advocate in regard to voting equipment, and at worst, he helped to sow the seeds of doubt about the accuracy of Michigan's elections, end quote, said State Representative DeBoyer. Amen, brother. I'm going to reach out to State Representative Jay DeBoyer from Clay Township, and I'm going to have him on this show. We're going to talk about this story. And I'm going to educate him a little bit about Antrim County. I'm going to educate him a little bit about the forensic audit that was performed. I have the unredacted report. I may give it to the State Representative DeBoyer. I'm also going to find that 2016 video YouTube of Alex Halderman in a, I think it was Cobo Hall. Where was it? It was in Detroit somewhere. He had the Dominion voting machines and a laptop. And he videotaped himself changing the votes on a Dominion machine when Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump in 2016. But in 2020, oh, no, no. You can't change ballots and outcomes. This professor is an absolute scumbag piece of garbage. I'm going to reach out to State Representative Jay DeBoyer. If you guys live in Clay Township, you know Jay, tell him Trucker Randy's calling. I'm going to have him on the show. Remember my state representative and also a Democrat from Garden City, Dylan Wegula, not willing to vote for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's plan to steal money from the teachers' retirement fund to fund SOAR 2.0, Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, that's supposed to die next year. Republican State Representative John Roth and David Martin, Republican of Davison, told Governor Gretchen Whitmer today in a letter they'll consider voting for her Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund reform if she agrees to cut the income tax and abandons her plan to use excess teacher retirement health care money to fund other educational priorities. The two also want the governor to make the SOAR 2.0 plan a year-to-year conversation as opposed to it being cast in stone for the next 10 years. They want at least half of the SOAR money to go into site readiness projects to go along with numerous other limitations on how SOAR can be spent. Roth and Martin said the full list of changes ahead of potential voting on the SOAR reform plan in the House this week is based on extensive discussions with the House Minority Leader Matt Hall and other Republicans in the House. These adjustments are essential to ensure the SOAR program promotes sustainable economic growth and uses people's tax dollars wisely, the pair wrote. Well, in response, Whitmer's press secretary, Stacey LaRouche, said, quote, Michiganders are counting on Democrats and Republicans to come together to get this done and to make sure Michigan has a full set of resources to compete for more jobs and investment. Stacy, sweetie, got a question for you. Where exactly in Michigan state constitution does it say Lansing is responsible to compete for more jobs and more investment in our state by outside corporations? Show that to me exactly. Where is it in the state constitution? It's not there. It is not the role of state government to do that. It is the role of the private sector to do it. What you guys need to do is set up the proper policies, regulation, taxes in this state that would attract businesses to come here organically. You don't give them grant money. You don't give them tax abatements. You do not give them millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to do their damn job. God, I am so frustrated today. LaRouche added that in order for Michigan to compete with other states, it needs incentives like the SOAR Fund, which can go to attract new companies, big and small, to come into Michigan. You mean pick winners and losers. You mean companies that are already struggling to stay alive, to survive in this state. Lifelong Michigan residents that have been doing their businesses for years have to compete with outside companies to come to Michigan because you guys give them money. here's $1 million. Here's $200 million. Here's $1 billion. Bring your EV battery plant to Michigan. In those high paying jobs that never show up. No accountability. Where is the accountability? Where's the clawback? If you don't produce the jobs you claimed you were going to in order to get the $1 billion, when are you giving the $1 billion back? These people are just idiots in Lansing. Other Republican concerns with the package right now, which allocates $600 million a year for 10 years into the SOAR fund. Or the new one she came up with, Make It in Michigan Fund. Is the lack of jobs being created by the original SOAR program? And the fact that they gave the priority to mostly Democrat large corporations. I've been saying that for years. Whitmer gives the money to big Democrat corporations, General Motors and others, Goshen, the Chinese Communist Party company. And guess who they kick back political donations to? The Democrats. Folks, this is the biggest money laundering scheme in the history of the state of Michigan's politics. That's what this is. It's flat out money laundering. Taking our taxpayer dollars, putting it into a fund, giving the money to big corporations, corporate donors that give the money back to the Democrats to fund their campaigns against the Republican. How stupid are you, John Roth, to even be considering voting for this? Don't give two craps about a cut in the income tax. I want transparency and accountability, and I want clawbacks. If they don't produce the number of jobs they say, give us the money back. It's that simple. Full forensic audit. Yeah, let somebody like Miss Vicky go in there and look at their books. How many jobs did they actually create, Vic? You don't want my pit bull wife with lipstick in there with her financial calculator? She'll come back with a report that'll make your head spin. I know. Trust me. And here's the other point to this whole story. EV battery plants. Last paragraph of the story. Billions have been spent to win just a handful of jobs, and those jobs don't even pay more than other businesses, the state reps wrote. When our local small businesses are watching the same out-of-state EV battery plants get these funds over and over, then cut back on their promises, you can understand where frustration comes from within our communities. Then they go into this long laundry list of garbage they think is going to fix it. Lower the state income tax. Eliminate it from a 10-year to a year-by-year basis. Mandate that at least 60% of all economic development funding go to job providers that already have roots in Michigan. 60%. How about 90%? You know what? I'm not even going to read the rest of this story. I'm calling John Roth after the show. You're an idiot. Oh, my God. I can't believe he's even willing to negotiate with this witch. Why are they doing it? Because they need one Republican. Maybe two. And my state rep might be one of them. Final half hour, we're going to talk about county politics in Mount Morenci next segment with Timothy Jacobs running for county clerk. We'll be right back.